Which brings us here, actually, the Padaria Brazil Bakery on Concord Street in downtown Framingham, which is actually doing pretty well, or at least it seems that way, Bianca. There's been a steady stream of customers lining up at the counter here since before dawn, and almost all the tables are filled right now with people eating their breakfast.
Right, that's due in part to the tasty pastries they sell and the tasty coffee, but also workers come here and wait for work.
Right. Here you find some of the state's least prepared workers, some of the very ones that Michael Widmer was talking about just a few minutes ago. Every morning, right outside the big picture window to my right, your left, right across from Town Hall, a handful of immigrants, mostly Brazilians and Guatemalans, gather in the early morning hours, a few out there, I think, just a few minutes ago, hoping that work finds them. They're day laborers. Bianca, and you're here to tell us about their story and the tension in the community around their presence.
Right. Mostly they're out there looking for painting jobs, landscaping jobs, maybe house modeling. They usually show up around 6. I've seen probably a dozen people out there today.
Does it work? Do they actually find work?
Well, I've never actually seen anyone here hiring, but they all say that they get picked up and they keep coming back.
It's kind of stunning that this is taking place right across from Town Hall. I mean, we must be no more than 75 feet from Town Hall, right across the street and right next to the police station. In most towns, this might happen near a Home Depot or in a park or in some location that seems a little more hidden, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And that's part of what's so interesting about the relationship I found here between the town officials and immigrants. I've talked to some of the day laborers who wait here, and the ones who've done this for a long time say they actually have a pretty good relationship with the police. Here's what one of them had to say. He's been here 7 years. He has actually been arrested 15 times for driving without a license. And he says he knows the police only really worry about the people who commit pretty major crimes. He says it's a miracle he hasn't been deported. He's paid all his fines, and the cops have treated him really well. But then I talked to another guy who's only been here 2 years. He says he is worried. He calls it risky standing out here. He says it's, if someone doesn't like it, they could call the cops and he could be deported.
Well, we haven't seen any police officers outside our broadcast location at the Padaria Brazil Bakery so far this morning. But what do they have to say about this?
Well, there are no laws in Massachusetts that prohibit day labor sites. But if the police wanted to, they could certainly make life difficult for the men outside or for this bakery for that matter. But they don't. And this whole scenario really illustrates the dilemma that police and town officials are in over immigration, because residents here are deeply divided.
I think Framingham is currently in search of an identity.
David Magnani represented Framingham at the State House for 20 years. He says when Brazilians moved to Framingham in the 1990s, the town responded with ambivalence. On the one hand, Brazilians started businesses and bought houses, putting down real roots. But on the other hand, many have been here illegally. There's no agreement about how welcoming the town should be.
I think that battle is being fought every day at the Board of Selectmen's office. I think it's being fought every day in Finance Committee offices. I think it's being fought every day in police departments. I think that question has not been resolved for the town at all.
Take downtown, for example.
This was a Woolworth store. And now is the Pablo Maya Group, real estate and mortgages.
Ted Welty took me on a tour of the downtown 3 years ago. He was then the president of the Chamber of Commerce and watched as Brazilians remade downtown, which had been abandoned for shopping along Route 9.
We have been blessed. The folks that have decided to pick Framingham as their place to come from other countries are entrepreneurs. They're hard workers. They don't want to be on welfare. You know, they don't want to take from society. They want to give.
According to an informal downtown business association, 85% of the businesses in downtown are immigrant-owned. But now, with a weak economy and many immigrants returning home, those same businesses are suffering because they can't attract Americans. Nubia Gassetta owns a flower shop in downtown Framingham.
We need American people to survive. And now we are in very, very bad situation.
Gassetta says sales are down 50% this year.
They don't trust us. They don't trust.
People call it Illegalville,
Dan Gittleson is an elected and vocal member of town meeting. He wanted to question the immigration status of anyone wishing to open a store in downtown Framingham, but the measure didn't pass.
There are so many businesses along the way that I don't know what businesses they are. I can't read them. I don't understand what they're saying.
In fact, Gittleson would like police to ask immigrants about their status. The chief of police has been willing to deal with immigration, but not in the way Gittleson would like. For the record, the crime rate in Framingham is on average safer than the rest of the state. Violent crime is lower, and property crimes are average. In 2006, Chief Stephen Carl, together with federal immigration officials, went after illegal immigrants who committed serious crimes.
Crimes of gangs, guns, drugs, and crimes involving extreme violence.
After a few years, the feds weren't satisfied. They wanted Chief Carl to investigate the status of every immigrant arrested, but he wouldn't do it, so Chief Carl severed his partnership with the federal government.
If I said I want to do it, it's financially outside the scope of our budget. We could never do it. Not right, not wrong, we could never do it. We could never engage and just eat our resources up because of so many persons in this community.
Some people would argue that it would lessen your workload because you wouldn't keep processing these people through the system, right? If you arrest them for driving without a license, they're here illegally, then they get deported, right. You won't have to arrest them again.
Right, but you have to hold them. You have to bring them to the, get them into Boston for the immigration court. You're responsible for their medical care. You're responsible for feeding them. At the same time, if a local police department is engaged actively and as a primary mission is we're going to deport people, you send a message to the immigrant community. Immigrants are in the community, they live here, and we depend on them not being afraid of us to call us when they see things going on that are crimes. We want them to call us. We don't want them to be afraid that if they call us as we investigate their complaint, they might be deported.
So Chief Carl continues to walk a fine line between enforcing the law and alienating immigrants. It's telling that when he was asked about the day labor site, he wouldn't talk about it on tape. To him, he said, it looks like guys just standing around drinking coffee. And he surmised that hate groups have spread the rumor that it's a day labor site. I called Chief Carl's boss, the town manager, and he wouldn't even talk about immigration with me. When I asked if he thought the town was a sanctuary or a law and order town, he said, why do we have to choose? For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.